Blog Talk Radio.
All right, I feel good today. Tell them how you feel, Gerald. Come on, get up. Let's praise. Come on, Holy Ghost. Talk about the Holy Ghost fire.
Fire burning down deep inside our souls. The prophet Jeremiah told us a long time ago. He said, boy, that feels like fire shut up in my bones. That's what'll happen if you say sanctified, anointed by God, and then you try to hold your peace and grieve Holy Spirit God and not do what you call, created, and assigned to do, you'll fool around and hurt yourself. Amen. This is fire, fire, fire. The gospel experience. And this is yours truly, Ron E. Jefferson. And I'm here to just praise the Lord and welcome each and every one of you to this fire gospel experience, because it is absolutely dedicated to honoring the true and only living created God. Now, I'm talking about right now, y'all. Is the time, beloved, to let our minds, our bodies, and our souls be renewed and refreshed in our relationship with our great, wonderful, and magnificent God, our Father. And I need to explain this to y'all as best I can, because there are not enough words in the human language that can express the joy, the gratitude, and the thankfulness that we have for God's precious Son. Beautiful Prince of Peace, He is our wonderful Messiah, blessed Redeemer and Savior, none other than Jesus the Christ. Right here on this fire gospel experience, Jesus the Christ is unashamedly, unapologetically, as well as unequivocally declared to be the only Redeemer. He is the only acceptable Lamb of God. He is the only chosen one with the keys of life, death, hell, the grave, and to our beautiful eternal life. He's our only hope and light for this lost, dark, and dying world that we're living in. Again, 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 I'm your purpose and power-driven host, Ron E. Jefferson, and I'm here to bring you the most uplifting spiritual soul inspiration, as well as some of the most anointed gospel music that has ever been made and ever been played. I promise you, you just stay right where you are and you'll see for yourself. You'll be that living witness. Fire! The gospel experience will light ignite. You're saying those flames within your spirit, man, woman, boy, or girl, so that you can be that victorious believer in Jesus the Christ. Because listen, God is not a respected person, y'all. He's not like us. He's just looking for a humble heart to worship and fellowship with him in spirit and truth. You don't believe me? Just ask the woman in Samaria that Jesus met at the well. She'll tell you. She'll be a witness. We will be embracing for your spiritual consideration as well as your sanctified supplement from the book of Matthew, the 18th chapter, where we read of our Lord Jesus sharing with his disciples how impactful and egregious it is when offenses are made. Yeah. We all either have been offended or have offended someone. We know the pain and damages that comes when we encounter these life circumstances. It's unavoidable. It's going to happen. But our Lord Jesus places a greater emphasis when children are offended. These are our next generation of believers, and we must take care and protection of them as seriously as does Jesus, our Lord, does. We're going to be talking about offenses. Yes, we're going to talk about that because, boy, we live in a society now with so much things. It seems like every time you turn around, somebody's offended about one thing or another. But let me tell y'all something. I have something for y'all. Some very, very special anointed guests of mine. Been a while, but Lord Jesus, I'm so excited. I'm so happy to have them back with me. Talking about the anointed gospel group of sisters. Woo-wee! The Karen sisters are back, y'all. Oh, my God. I'm just excited. Y'all have heard me tell previous broadcasts. I put that CD they sent me personally. I don't see where they autographed it. Okay, never mind. But anyway, Amazing Love. Ooh, I just put that bad boy in my CD player in my car, and I'm telling y'all, for a whole week, to and from work, I just let those sisters bless me all over again. And they are here. Y'all gonna see what I'm talking about if y'all don't know. Terry sisters is right up there with the Clark sisters. I told y'all a long time ago, I'm just waiting on that documentary of the Carey sisters. We've already seen about the Clark sisters. I know. They don't have no Maddie Moore Clark in their family that I know of. But as far as anointing goes, as far as being able to harmonize and sing and give God some sincere praise and have us moved in our spirits, oh, my God, y'all are for a treat. And then later on the broadcast, listen, I'm going to pull out my shine artist spotlight on gospel artist, man of God, Melvin Dawson. Oh, my God. He has new music, and it's going to be a wonderful blessing. So I want y'all to go ahead and consider somebody that you know right now could use some good godly sanctification in the spirit, because we are going to uplift and praise our God. We are going to give God his just due praise, and then we are going to make sure that everybody that listens to this broadcast has an opportunity to just be free all over again. We are going to set God in his proper place. We are going to honor God. Thank you, Holy Spirit God, for lighting the fuse that's going to set the internet as well as the radio airwaves on Holy Ghost sanctified fire, fire, fire. Yes, indeed. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you.
Oh,
simply, simply amazing God that you are, Lord Jesus. These Carey sisters, Lord, they just took us straight beyond the veil, took us to the very throne of God as we just give you our sincere praise. We are grateful, Lord God, for these Carey sisters. Let me introduce these amazing women of God for this fire gospel experience, talking about woman of God, Catrice Cornette, woman of God, Yvette Owens, and woman of God, Delana Bennett, better known and also known as the Carey sisters here on this fire gospel experience. Lord Jesus, I'm so happy. Yeah. I'm just so excited. Lord Jesus. Thank you, Carey sisters. You are so welcome on this fire gospel experience. How you ladies doing?
Doing great.
Hi, this is Catrice. I'm doing great.
Amen.
And this is Yvette.
Amen.
I'm doing fantastic. It's wonderful being here with
Yvette,
you're
doing fantastic, Lady Yvette. Lady Delana, I already heard you. I heard you. You say that you are great. Listen, I'm old school, ladies. So I always like for the elder sisters, the elder members of the group, those that got here first to go first. I'm going to ask the firstborn of the Carey sisters, and see, I'm not gonna mess myself up by trying to pick and then be like, Ron, that ain't right. No, I'm supposed to go first. So I'm going to leave it up to y'all. Y'all know what order y'all came in. So the first Carey sisters, go ahead and introduce yourself. Give a brief introduction. And then the second Carey sister and then the third Carey sister, you just come on and just briefly introduce yourself, what you do in the group, what you are so known for within the family, and then whatever else Holy Spirit God put in your spirit. Come on, elder sister.
Well, praise the Lord. Ron, this is so great. This is Yvette. I am the eldest. I'm the firstborn. And I am so delighted to be here with you. I am the business manager of the group, and I'm also the contralto, so singing alto and soprano when necessary. And that's
okay.
My role, keeping us project managed oriented. I'm also a speaker, an author, and a coach and a consultant. I teach leaders the principles of change leadership so they can increase their adoption rate, retain talent, and create high-performance teams. So that's me. I'm also a worship leader
Amen.
At my church and a minister in Bloomfield, here in Bloomfield, Connecticut.
Amen. And secretly, I'm going to say privately, within the sisterhood group, what are you known for? Are you the tattletaler? Are you the coach? Are you the other mama in the group of sisters?
I would say I'm probably the driver. So driver
okay,
meaning
then.
Like, okay, no, how can we do it? You know, it's like, what are we going to do? I don't know. I once had a dream and we were all preparing to go to an engagement and we were getting all the equipment together. I opened the door and it was just a sea full of water above the building. And so my sisters asked, well, what are we going to do now? And I remember in the dream saying, I don't know, but we're going anyway. And so that would summarize
that's right.
me. You know, it's like, okay, let's get it done. Let's get it done now and let's move forward.
Amen, amen, amen. That's all right. I love it, I love it, I love it. And then the next sister is, let me see if I can guess now. Is it going to be Lady Catrice? Are you the second sister? Yes, I am.
Praise
the Lord.
I got it right.
Yvette and I are actually 2 years apart, so it was us two for a little bit, and then my sister Donna came. But anyway, I am the tenor, baritone in the group. I sing alto when they make me. It's like
okay.
in the studio.
I heard that part.
Like when
I heard that part.
Yeah, when we're doing recording in the studio, we switch up voice parts. So in the studio, I have
okay.
to sing alto sometimes, but I'm always the bottom note. And I actually have been blessed to retire from Atlantic City Board of Ed in 2019, right before COVID, which was a blessing. And now I run my full time. I just started a new record label called THSA Records.
Hmm.
And
wonderful.
That means the Holy Spirit abides. I also have a distribution company, MTR Sounds, is a production, recording and distribution company that I own now. And so I'm doing music full time now, which is such a dream come true. Like, I'm in the studio at least 3, 4, 5 times a month, and I just am loving it everywhere. Connecticut, New Jersey, mostly those
okay.
two places right now. Yeah, and so I'm doing music full time. I've talked to you about some of my artists coming on your show and stuff like that. So I'm just excited.
Yes.
I'm a wife. I'm a mom. My kids are grown, but, you know, you always a mom. And I do worship at my church. I sing on the worship team at my church. And I just enjoy doing music full time for Jesus. Like, this is, like, literally, I'm really literally living my dream. So when you were sharing with us before the show about the space that God
yes.
has you in right now, I concur
mm-hmm.
100%. Like, God is
Amen.
Doing amazing things in my life right now, and
yeah.
I am just loving it, and I'm all for the ride. I wake up every morning,
Amen.
And
love.
I say, Holy Spirit, I thank you for letting me participate
yes,
in this
yes,
day.
Amen.
You lead, I will follow.
Yep. Amen. Amen. I think that's amazing, too, because there's nothing like being your own boss, having paid your dues, and now you can just enjoy the fruit and the benefit of all those years of hard work and dedication. Congratulations on your retirement. Thank you, thank you, thank you for holding down your part of the Carey Sisters. Woman of God, Delana, tell us about yourself.
Hello. Hi, everyone. My name is Delana. I am the youngest of the group. I'm the youngest of, we have four sisters, so there's one that's before us, Donna, but I'm the youngest.
Donna.
And,
okay.
Yeah, Donna's before me, and then I came along, like, I'm 10 years apart from Donna, so it's a pretty big age difference between us all, but, I'm grateful.
Better late than never.
Yeah, I think that's what everybody said. I think I was a better late, like, oops, this was not expected, for sure. And I kind of think about that because now that I'm in my 40s and my mom had me when she was in her 40s, I'm like, I don't know how she did it, but bless her. I'm here, but,
wow.
But God is great. I'm a wife. I'm a mother of 5 children. I'm also a grandmother. My husband and I got married 2
okay.
years ago. 2 years. It'll be 2 years tomorrow is our anniversary, actually. And, you know, I've a blended family we have, and so that's been really wonderful to blend our families together and just experience that. I'm a special education teacher for over 20 years within the New Jersey public school
okay.
system. I teach high school kids 9 through 12, and that has sparked me to go on and start my own reading business that I do on the side, which is I started last summer, which has really been amazing to help struggling students who have a difficulty with reading, which is so common. And I've been doing that. I'm a worship director at my church for now 15 years, directing the music ministry at Victory in Christ Christian Center in Westville, New Jersey, where Bishop John and Pastor Aisha are my spiritual parents. And also,
okay.
I just been, my husband and I have an online ministry called Believe 365 Hope, where we come online and we do different challenges. We do prayer every Wednesday at 5 a.m. where we just seek the face of God and just encourage believers. And God is really just also having us to branch out in June, a relationship coaching business, mainly geared for people who've gone through a divorce, which is our story and our testimony of how God has healed us from painful marriages and have gone through a divorce, and how God has allowed us to grow and to now experience a kingdom marriage. And we're helping those people who have gone through that. It just kind of fell in our lap with different people coming to us, needing to be ministered to out of such a hard place. And so that's pretty much what I do. Outside of music, I do record my own music as well and write music, and that's pretty much my role in the group, where I write a lot of the songs mm-hmm. and kind mm-hmm. of come up with the ideas. I, you know, play the music, you know, when needed. And I sing soprano and alto when I need to as well. I can sing tenor too, but Catrice usually holds that part down very well.
Okay. I got you.
And that's about it.
And it's just good to, it's, well, that's a lot now. Don't minimize it because you said a whole lot. I had all kind of notes that I was going to comment about. But I love the fact that you all have a willing versatility within the group because, listen, there are a lot of groups out there, but they're not all sisters. They're not all blood-related as well as spiritually related. Now, we just listened to what I'm going to call a classic song, Amazing Love, that you ladies sang so beautifully. Oh, my God, the harmony, the melodies, it was on point. I'm telling you, I love listening to that song. But we have to understand something, that this amazing love that we have from God has to matriculate down to earth where we are. And we really have to display love on an amazing level because sometimes we have to fight our own flaws, hello somebody, and the flaws of other people because we're not perfect beings. Perfection is our goal, but it's going to always be the bar that we pursue. So I'm going to ask each one of you to speak on, and I'm a, y'all know I'm old school, so Lady Yvette, come on, help us understand how realistic love is applied when you have to deal with sisterhood in the group because it's bigger than the Carey sisters. You all know that you're called by God to do what you're doing. Help us with some principles that you all have had to utilize through your spiritual Christianity to be the anointed Carey sisters and remain fruitful and then still maintaining your own significant self within the group. How does all of that blend together for success, Lady Yvette?
Yeah, this is Yvette, and the Bible tells us that we, without love, we can't do anything. So, which we're going to do the greater works that Jesus told us that we would do, that it has to be full of love. And so I know we have learned to not just love just out of that natural place because, you know, it's my sister, my mom and dad had all of us, you know, and you just have to do it out of obligation. But we've learned to love each other in the space and appreciate the spaces that each of us fill in the family. Mm. And so that
okay.
means we have to love from a sacrificial place sometimes because that means when one of us needs the other and regardless of if we have to put something down or put aside a project or something for us, we are there for each other because we know that our dad taught us often that we are tied together, we sing together. Donna, actually, she's not here today, but she was singing on this CD that you just played because my dad said, your sister's singing, you need to sing. So we were
That's
taught
right.
to stick together, but bottom line, spiritually, prayers can't go anywhere, anointing can't flow, we can't reach other people, we can't even feel the other needs that other people have without love. So we've learned to do that for each other so that we could do that in the spaces
yes.
that God opens up for us to minister.
Amen. I love it. I love it. Let me ask you this, Lady Catrice. I don't care how mad or upset you get with any of your sisters. You can talk about them within the privacy of the sisterhood, but can't nobody else mess with my sister. Can't nobody else then not say nothing about my sister in my face, because if they do, it's going to be a problem. Tell me if I'm right or wrong.
It's funny that you gave me that question because I'm the fighter. Yes, it is. I am the one that they always got to calm down. Oh, you too loud. Oh, it's not that. Oh, it's going to be all right. I'm the one that's already ready to knock somebody
Woo!
Out because they did us dirty or something like that. I've been so weird that
don't,
you did the
don't do it.
That. That was a good one. Don't do it. Don't do it. Just give me a call. I'll be
yeah.
right there. I'm the one.
Yeah, but one of the things that I learned, I believe that God has shaped us for this journey, and one of the things I've learned to do is fall back. And so a lot of people can't do that. God has made us all awesome, powerful leaders, not just in the group, but in the body of Christ alone, like in our churches, in our communities. For the kingdom of God, we are all strong women. And sometimes, and everybody can't lead at the same time, you know, so it's like in the group, you just kind of like, we know which when to fall back and when to let somebody else take the lead or whatever. And one of the things that I love what Yvette said is we play to each other's strengths. We all could do what each other do, you know, to a certain point, but most, you know, you're going to be stronger somewhere where I'm weaker. And because we were raised to love each other, to love God, and to love family, and that's just the way we were brought up. And alternative except for to respect. I respect the gift that Yvette has and the gift that Ilana has and Donna has. And when they come together, it makes a beautiful harmony that the world can appreciate and God can use. And so I just love being a part of it. I say all the time to them and to people who know us, I am so honored and grateful that God birthed me into the Carey family the way he did and where he did. And he could have put me anywhere, but he knew I needed that structure. He knew I needed to be somewhere where I be who I am, make mistakes, and they would still pick me up and love me.
Amen. I think that's amazing.
Yep.
I told y'all before we went live, I said I always trust Holy Spirit God to lead and guide me. So it was just not no coincidence, Lady Catrice, that question went to you. It was just how God just moved, and he's continuing to move, because I'm feeling led to share and ask Lady Ilana, because you said something that just sparked something in me, Lady Catrice. And I'm going to say, Lady Ilana, what does it mean when you hear the phrase, all good leaders were great followers?
Yeah.
I'm on point
that's really great. Well, you know, we get our greatest example from Jesus, who said that if you want to be great in God's kingdom, you must be a servant of all. And I believe that he gave us the greatest depiction of what it was to be humble and to come to this earth as God in flesh and show us the way. And he did it in such, first of all, through his love, and then through him serving and doing it by action. So I believe that that's a great example, one, that if you want to lead, that you have to look at where you're serving and where you're giving and where is that in your life. And I believe that we had great examples through our parents, both of our parents. We saw them serve within the kingdom of God faithfully, and they did it not so much so that they forgot about their family. They did it where they had a great balance of understanding their purpose and their gifts and use it for the kingdom of God, but then being able to pour into us so that when we grew up, it was nothing for us to say, oh, we're going to give of our gifts, we're going to give of our time, we're going to give of our talent, and understand that that's how God created us, and that's what is expected of us. That's our reasonable service. That's the least we can do for a God who gave everything for us. And so I believe that if you want to be great, you have to look at the areas where you can, one, give, one, serve. And in understanding that, great leadership has structure. And so if you can't follow somebody else's vision, if you can't get in tune with somebody else's vision, then how are you going to have a vision of your own? And so we were trained to do that. We were trained to not only see what our parents were doing and submit under what they were showing us to do, but then also to give of ourselves in our community, in our churches. And when people called on that or needed that, you know, we were able to understand and discern where we play a part of that. And that's been a great great gift that we saw our Father Jesus do, but we also had a tangible touch in our family through our parents to be able to see that as well.
I think that is phenomenal. I think that is absolutely phenomenal. Listen, listeners, you are listening to some anointed sisters. They have anointed music. We have just come off of our great ceremonial, religious, if you will, holiday of Resurrection Sunday. I don't even use that term Easter because I know the origins of it. I say Resurrection Sunday. And it's kind of funny, too, and it's almost ironic because for me, I celebrate the resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ daily. I'm just one of the ones that recognizes. I recognize that it is this one calendar day that we collectively, all of us Christian believers, we're going to just up it a few more notches, a few more levels together. We're going to raise our praise even higher than we normally would to celebrate our resurrected God. There's no other religion in human history where the creator, the originator of that faith has and is still alive to see his seed bear fruit. Jesus Christ is the only one. And well, how do you know, Brother Ron, that Jesus is all that he said he would? Okay, here's some proof. Real quick, because he rose. How do I know? First of all, he rose in my soul. That's not imaginary. That's not something subliminally planted in me by some smooth, slick-talking preacher. No, I've had a spiritual interaction with the Creator God that I knew I had not had it before. But in Latin, the word adonde das on the calendar says A.D., which means adonde das, means year of our Lord. Don't y'all know that the calendar that we use worldwide is based upon the existence and presence of one man into this earth? 2,023 years ago, the world marked the existence of Jesus the Christ on the planet earth. That's where we get 2023. I know a lot of y'all didn't know that, but that's where it comes from. Because before, when you say B.C., what does that mean? Before Christ. Do y'all know about Mahatma Gandhi? Do y'all know about Buddha? Do you know about Muhammad having that type of world influence? No. It's never been like that before. So trust me when I tell y'all that we are the ones that have the true and the right understanding. Because I'm going to tell y'all right now, just like the Carey sisters are going to sing so beautifully and so honestly and so truthfully, he is risen. He is still alive. They killed him, but they couldn't end his life eternally. Ha! Come on, Jesus.
You are listening to Fire, the gospel explosion where the praises are going up and the worries are going away. Playing for you the best and the newest gospel music on the planet and the most inspiring encouragement under God's heaven. Keep tuning in and bless your family, your friends, and your coworkers by telling them about Fire.
Yes, indeed. Fire, fire, fire. Your evangelistic outreach ministry right here on this internet radio. We are here to glorify God with the very best praise that we have, not just with our lips, but from our spirit, from our soul, and the daily life that we live in. We're not just like fair weather Christians. We're not up sometime, down sometime, even when we have those times. Guess what? We depend on God to make everything right in our lives. But what I'm trying to say is we're not here for no type of perpetration. We're not here for a show. We're not here to try to put on, and like they say, what they say, they always say, get in where you can fit in. No, we're asking God to recreate in us that resurrected, raised our Lord Jesus up from the dead. That same power that raised up a lifeless Christ brought brand new life into him, and he has transformed us. I'm here with my special guest, the Carey Sisters, and they are just blessing us with this anointed gospel music. I want y'all to know something, Carey Sisters. The order that you all called in for the broadcast is the same order that you all were born. See, y'all still consistent. Y'all still consistent. Am I lying? Am I lying? Who called in first? Lady Vet, didn't you call in first?
I did call in first.
And then well, so here comes Lady Katrine.
Right,
it was me. I was second.
And then we waited and we waited and we waited. For Sister Delilah.
I made it.
I kept telling your sisters late there. I said, she on the way, she coming, she'll be here. And then boom, there you are. Boom. Hey, 10 years later, here you are. Yeah, okay. We got you. We love you.
Oh,
we still love you.
Amen.
Listen, I'm just having a good time with these sisters because I feel so connected to them. I'm telling y'all, I have to speak this life into you gospel artists because, see, this is my ministry. I'm not just here just playing music. I'm not just here trying to sound clever and trying to sound biblical. I am a link that is connected into the chain that flows from Hosanna's vein all the way to earth. Once you find and know what your calling is, that's when you maximize your life to the fullest. What I have experienced, ladies, in the 9 years of my broadcasting, I'm actually coming up on 500 broadcasts for a Fire Gospel Experience, but I've been doing this since 2014. You all don't always get that push. You all don't always get those words of praise, of adoration. And I noticed that. So what the Holy Spirit God did for me is he put it in my spirit. He said, Ron, speak life into your special guest. Don't let them just come on and testify, yeah, but encourage them. See, my ministry is I'm not leaving it up to somebody else to tell y'all the positive, good, and godly effects that your hard work and labor is having on people. I'm here telling y'all. Y'all are blessed folks. Y'all don't have to wait for nobody
Amen.
Else. Y'all don't have to worry about no awards. Okay, because the greatest reward you can get is your Father God being pleased with you and say, well done, good and faithful servant. Yes, we all want to be appreciated.
Amen.
Yes, we all want to be acknowledged. If we do get awards, that's icing on the cake. But I'm giving you the greatest reward that you can ever get on this earth, and that is that you all are blessing the souls that God is sending you to. Amen.
Amen.
All right.
Amen.
All right.
Amen. Glory to God.
Amen. Amen.
I just want to give a shout out to the people who helped me with that project. He is risen. That actually wasn't the Carey Sisters. I released that. This is Katrice. I released that this Easter.
Okay.
I'm grateful for my sisters because they do support us. We support Delana and her singles in her solo
yes.
endeavors too. But on the
mm-hmm.
the background vocals on that were my friends, a group of ladies who I actually just met, Elaine Sanders Mayfield, who will be on your show,
mm-hmm.
I think next Saturday.
Yes.
Joyce Sanders.
Yes, ma'am.
And Jennifer Rossi, they sang background on that song for me. My husband did the drum arrangements, and the keys
okay.
and the instrumental arrangement was done by a guy named Donald Draft. And so I am grateful
oh, okay.
to God
okay.
for those people. Yeah, yeah, yeah. And I wanted to release it in time for Easter because it is celebrating. It was just such a powerful song that God entrusted me with to
Amen.
Celebrate the resurrection of
Amen.
Jesus Christ. Yeah. Yeah.
Amen. Amen.
So thank you
and,
for playing.
And it's the resurrection.
Thank you. Thank you.
Oh, it's my honor. It's my pleasure. Trust me. The listeners are grateful that I played that as well. The listeners are grateful that whatever arrangement that you have as far as moving personnel around, you all still have the same spirit. You all will still be successful
yes.
in your group projects as the Carey sisters as well as your individual projects. That's one of the things that really gets me. I'm a big fan of the broadcast. I can't think of it now. My memory is not as young as it used to be. It'll come to me. But there's a broadcast that comes on that highlights the careers, majority of soul and R&B singers. The title of it will come to me. And there's always, it seems like, you know, tragedy related to these groups. And then there are some groups that have broken up. The lead singer was plucked up out of the group, and I'm just grateful that you all have been able to stay together as the Carey sisters, but yet you still didn't fall out when you all decided to do individual projects. I know the record companies did
oh,
for
yeah.
financial reasons. They took Lionel Richie out of the Commodores, and I think Jeffrey Osborne kind of fell out with LTD. You know, things like that
yep.
do happen. But I'm grateful that you all have found the cohesiveness, spiritually speaking, and I know that's what it is, to be able to stay together and then respect the fact that, hey, I have a sister. She has another vision. And I'm not going to get upset. I'm not going to get mad. I'm not going to disown
yes.
her. I'm going to support her because that's something
yes.
that we need to learn and exemplify in the body of Christ. And that's where I'm going with my next question, Lady Yvette. I'm sorry, Lady Catrice, because I know you just shared, Lady Yvette. Lady Catrice, talk about the need for the body of Christ to understand the importance of cohesiveness and stop competing with one another.
Actually, that was Catrice that just talked. You were right to go to Yvette. Do you want me to answer, or do you want Yvette to answer?
I want whoever got moved by Holy Spirit God to go ahead and share. Come on.
Go, Yvette.
Come on.
Well, I was going to say Catrice, because Catrice also works with ministry. She goes into churches and helps them fortify and build up their worship teams or their music department. So I think she sees a lot more across the spectrum of various ministries. So I think you should answer that question.
Okay. If we focus on God and what he has called us to do, understanding that each of us have been wonderfully and uniquely made. So there is no reason to be competitive or even to try to be like someone else, because then you're not walking in the true will of God for who he has created you to be. Being an imitation of someone else kind of like is a slap in God's face, that's the way I see it, because he gave me a special gift. I'm Catrice, and there's only one of me. Somebody else may be able to do the same thing that I'm doing, but not the way that I am doing it. And so when we understand who we are in Christ, there's no reason to be competitive. And I think it gives music ministry and God a disservice. It does him a disservice because we limit his creativity within our own selves. So when we're trying to be like someone else, and it's enough. I'm telling you, it's more than enough. It's more than enough music. It's more than enough song. God does not run out of ideas to download to us. And
no.
So when we tap into him, Get before him. Get in that word. Pray daily. Do your fasting. Seek the Lord. He will give you ingenious inventions and ideas and creativity. It never stops flowing when you position, when you're in the right position and the Holy Spirit is moving through you and the anointing on your life is really flowing down from heaven.
Mm.
When you wake up in the morning, align yourself with what heaven has for you. Yes, we have our own agenda, and the word says that if a man, you should plan and all of that kind of stuff. But at the same time, you need to give yourself of space to give God permission to interrupt your agenda at any time. That way you don't have to worry about being like someone else, or if someone else is doing something better than me. You're so busy listening to God.
Amen.
And focusing on the direction that he is sending you in, you don't have time to look at what everyone else is doing. If you don't do your part, someone is missing something. The kingdom of God is going to be lacking, and he will raise someone else up to do it. I don't want him to do that for me. So I'm going to be the most authentic Catrice, the most original Catrice, the most unique creative being that God has created me to be. Every day I seek to be that so that God doesn't have to call on someone else to do my part because I'm trying to do somebody else's part.
Amen.
And if
very
I can
well
add,
put.
This is Yvette. Even in the group, so one of the beauties when you have family coming to sing together, the tonation of our sound is so close and similar. That's why the harmony sounds so close. But yet and still, each of us approaches worship and praise differently. We have a different way of approaching musically. We have a different way of approaching it. And so...
Mm-hmm.
Even though we're blood sisters and that sound comes together so nicely, we don't try to, I don't try to sing like Catrice. I don't try to sing like Ziana. They're phenomenal singers. But when we minister, each of us, we have a unique approach to even how we minister unto worship. And so I think everything that Catrice said is spot on, and the fact that even in a group, we should not try to mimic someone else. Yes, the sound needs to be crisp.
That's
right. It needs to be clear. It needs to be on point. But we should not try to sound like the person next to us, because it's we're being brought together for a reason, and that is for the collaboration of our hearts, which is where the music comes from and the anointing comes from that inner person to be released in a sound that comes together in the atmosphere.
Amen. Amen. That's a good point. That's a good point. I was going to suggest another word, but you came right in. You on point, Sister Girl. You are so on point, because you said that we all have a different sound. And by me being the word person that I am, when I heard you say different, my mind said unique. You hear what I'm saying? And you said it, because different does not fully grasp the concept, the idea of the uniqueness of it. I like the fact that you really brought that point in, because we all are unique individuals, but we are designed to fit together. Just like a puzzle. The puzzle has different pieces. No, none of the pieces are the same, but all of the pieces are necessary to be able to create the picture that the puzzle is made. And that's us in the body of Christ. We just don't see it yet. We think that, you know, we have to shine brighter than everybody else, because all that really does is suggest is that if I feel like I need to outshine my brother and sister, all that's really saying is that I have not really fully grown up enough in Christ to not worry about trying to compete. That's all it is. Let me ask you this, Lady Fiona.
Right.
Would you say that... Would you say that many of the believers in church have not maybe matured and fully developed because church on Sunday just ain't enough?
That's a really good question. I do believe that I think part of that is our responsibility and our hunger for God to develop on our own. So I do believe that coming to church on Sunday is a way for us, you know, like I kind of think of it like this. When we go to the gym to work out our bodies and to get our muscles toned and everything, but for us to leave the gym to live a healthy life. So I do believe church could be equated to that, that we come, of course, the Bible says that we should not forsake the assembling of ourselves together. Why? To edify ourselves, to grow together, to encourage one another, to get the word, to be poured into so that then we live a lifestyle. But I believe that when we leave, we have to continue to have a relationship with the Lord. We need to desire to be in his word. We need to desire to grow. We need to desire to take a class or learn more, get into study, be, you know, get connected with other things. So we're fueling ourselves to live this life that God has called us to. So I do believe just going to church to just hear and then to lead, to live, you know, the same way that you would have if you just never even, you know, had a relationship with Christ. So I do believe it's all about relationship and a person's hunger and desire. And, of course, in church, there's many different people at many different levels of their walk with God.
That's true.
I do believe that the Holy Spirit, when we have a relationship with Holy Spirit, it's his job to draw us and to help us to desire more and to grow. Our hearts need to be open to that. And so many believers you're going to find in church are okay with just living at one level and then going back out and having the same thing. But we're supposed to have victory. We're supposed to live in victory.
Yeah.
And so we need to have more than just what we do on Sunday.
Yeah.
Amen.
That's good.
Amen. Is that something you wanted to add to that, Lady Yvette?
No, that was Catrice.
That was Catrice. That was me.
Catrice.
Even sound
Lady,
like
Lady Catrice. Yeah, I can't tell the difference sometimes. Y'all still harmonize when you talk. Lady Catrice, I felt like you wanted to add to that. Is that something you wanted to say with that?
I was just saying that is really good. And being in the music ministry and understanding your purpose, like according to what God has created it to be, opposed to what church kind of like made it, you know what I mean? Or some churches, it's important that you understand that from that level, like because we're all worship leaders at our church, that when you stand before them and when you're singing over them and into their lives, that that everybody's on a different level. Like, I get it, like Yvette was saying, that I go in different churches, I get it all the time. Like, they don't, the worship team doesn't feel like the congregation is getting with them or whatever. It's not about you at that time or that happening. It's about, are you getting to them the message that God needs so that they can then do what Thelana said, be victorious outside of Sunday morning. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's
We're
standing up there and you're waiting for them to jump up and down or whatever, but some of them may not even understand what's happening to them at that time because there are many people living different levels of life in Christ, and we have to be above that and beyond that so that what we're doing is not tainted or we're not discouraged in our spirits because they're not giving us the response. It's not about that. It's about us getting something to them. You know, and when you understand it that way, then we could help even propel them into a place, like Thelana said, where they can live victoriously from day to day. They'll remember the song that you sang or even the hook because it genuinely came from a place of wanting to get something to them opposed to get something from them. Does that make sense?
That's good.
Yeah, that made sense. That is good. That's why I brought it down, so that you can break down some spiritual insight, not just, you know, bless us with these anointed songs that you sing, but the insight, the integral part of your spiritual DNA that you bring to your music ministry also has a valuable component and speaking truth spiritual truth to us. Because, listen, y'all are blessing me, and I know you're blessing Melissa. And it's true. We're different levels. Some people come to church just trying to miss hell. Come on now. Come on. Come on.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to tell it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just trying to miss
That's
hell.
True, yeah.
I ain't trying
yeah.
to hell, so I'm going to go to church, and I'm going to give this minimum amount of money. But this preaching is not going to get all my time. See, a lot of people, they are seriously intent on Christianity, but they feel like sometimes that there's only so much time that I'm in. They keep asking me to join the choir, join the usher board. I keep having to go to the services, and now you want me to go to Sunday school and Bible study. Man, I've been through all of that. I'm just telling the truth. But what we have to do
it's
is
true.
We have to find our place in God, not let someone find our place in God for us. Hello? Hello?
Yes. That's right.
God.
That's right.
And say, God, where am I supposed to be in the body of Christ? Once you get there, there won't be no pressure because that's where you were created to go and be anyway. When you find your ministry, you're going to have a sense of relief. You're going to have a sense of purpose. You're going to have a sense of destiny. There are so many other things I wanted to ask you. So guess what? All this is just give me a reason and an excuse to invite y'all to come back as soon as y'all schedule will allow. That's
amen,
all that is.
Amen.
I don't have no committee. I don't have no committee. I don't have no overseer other than God, Holy Spirit, to work things out. I can speak it right now and say, listen, I want your sisters to come back because I've been taking notes. I tell my special guest, I've been taking notes, and I still got some more notes here that we didn't get a chance to address. But I will save these notes, and I will trust Holy Spirit God will give me more insight questions to ask so that you all can dig down deep into y'all thought life. See, people like myself will ask these penetrating questions and pull out things that you all have been meditating about, that you all have been considering within yourselves but hadn't talked about out loud. See, when you come across people such as myself, we are the ones that are being led by Holy Spirit God to ask questions that Holy Spirit God know is resonating in your spirit, and it's time for it to come to the surface. It's been in the oven long enough, and it's ready, and it needs to come out so that we can taste and see for ourselves how good the Lord has been, has been to you ladies.
When
you all share the goodness of God, guess what? Guess what? When you all share the goodness of God, we can taste it. Come on now.
Glory, glory, glory.
Bless the Lord. Didn't I tell y'all we were going to do some epic interviewing here on this Fire Gospel Experience? Did I lie? Did Holy Spirit
he
come
did.
Through or did he not come through? Amen.
He did.
Listen,
he
sister,
did.
What I need for y'all to do right now is I need for you all to share how can the listeners, how can promoters, how can pastors get in touch with you to invite you all, sisters? I know y'all in Baltimore, New Jersey, whatever. They got church money to pay for y'all airfare and hotel. They got it. They got it. And how can they get in touch with you all for their concert, their Ladies' Day, their revival? How can they get in touch? Share with us your social media contacts so my listeners can support you on social media. And however your music can be downloaded, because the Bible says that the labor is worthy of a hire. We have to tell people just because we're Christians, we don't always necessarily have to do everything for free. If you think I'm blessing you, you really shouldn't mind contributing to my ministry. Come on now. Who's going to share that information?
Okay.
Come on. Is that you, Sister Yvette? Who's the business manager?
This is Yvette. So we do have a Facebook page, the Carry Sisters Heart to Heart. Carry is C-A-R-Y, Sisters Heart to Heart. You can reach us there. Our website is thecarrysisters.com. You can contact us there, and there's a link where you can send it if you can reach our website. If you wanted to reach us directly by phone, you can call me at 860- 778-8524. I think our email is thecarriesisters@gmail.com, I think that is.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so best way is to go through thecarriesisters.com. Again, that's the Carrie is C-A-R-Y, sisters.com, and there's a place where you can contact us from our page. And there's lots of information. There's clips out there where you can see us. And subscribe or like to our Facebook page. We're also on YouTube at the Carrie Sisters, again, and Heart to Heart, and you can find our music there as well. We love to come and minister to bless God's
yeah.
people.
Amen, amen. Well, listen, you Carrie Sisters, I am honored to be Kingdom Connected and collaborate with you sisters. I already told y'all some of my story, and I'm going to continue to provide this overflow of abundant blessings on my life to fall on your ministry. If there's something going on and you think that Ron E. Jefferson could possibly play a part, don't wait. Put my name down. And then call and say, Brother Ron, we got you down for such and such. And I'm going to say, thank you. I got you. Amen. How's that?
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. We'll do it just like that. And also, too, I have to commend you, Carrie Sisters, because it's not Catrice Carrie Cornette. It's not Yvette Carrie Owens. It's
Owens.
Not Delana Carrie Bennett. But you all have still maintained the family name, even though it's not in your name of the Carrie
yeah.
Sisters. So what that tells me is,
mm-hmm.
is that you all have distinct pride in who you are. You mm-hmm. haven't forgot the origin
yeah.
of your family roots, and you are still staying together spiritually, physically, intellectually, emotionally as the Carrie Sisters. Even though you don't carry it on your last names now that you're married. See, I told y'all, this is
yeah.
what I do. I see it. I see it.
Yes.
And I'm grateful for
yes.
you all. Sisters,
amen.
Whenever y'all get a chance, if I take too long, y'all get in touch with me and say, Brother Ron, we ready. And then I promise you, if I got to
okay.
move some folks around, I'll do it. I'll do it. I'll move folks
amen.
Around. You hear
amen.
Me?
Amen.
Y'all be
amen.
Blessed. Carrie Sisters. Right here on this fire.
You as well.
Thank
you for having us.
You as well. God bless.
We bless
God
you in the beautiful
you.
Name of
God
Jesus.
Bless.
May God continue to shine bright yeah. on you all. The Carrie Sisters are right here on fire. The gospel experience.
Bye-bye.
Get me all excited, and then time run out, and then they got to go. I wasn't through. I still have some more things I need to talk about with them Carrie Sisters, but that's okay, because we still have Carrie Sister music right here on this Fire Gospel Experience. And listen, we just celebrate God, because that's what we do here on this Fire Gospel Experience. We ain't shame, and we let everybody know that we love Jesus. Sometimes, though, we have to wait on God. And do you know, out of all of our abilities, it's been said that the greatest ability is availability. So while we are waiting for whatever it is we think we need to be waiting on, stay in a state of preparedness. Because just like the military, you might have to just put boots on the ground and move forward at any notice. When Holy Spirit calls, that's the time to move. You don't have to pray and meditate. When you're being led, you don't have to pray and meditate. You don't have to. It's okay to get a confirmation if you need it, but guess what? When you know that you know that you know, you could do like Samuel said as a little boy. Just say, here am I, Lord, and then continue to wait and trust God. Amen.
And pray until he comes through. But in the meantime, what am I supposed to do? I'm gonna bless your name while I wait. Oh, now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not
Sincere worship, and we're going to wait patiently as you bless us. This is the segment of Fire, the Gospel Experience, where you anointed people of God come into this spotlight and let me shine my light on you and bless you. My special guest, this man of God, is coming, and he is busy right now. I'm telling you, he stepped away from a rehearsal just to come in and fellowship with us and testify. So without any further ado, let me bring this man of God in. Yes, we're going to play his music, but right now I have man of God. He is here to bless us, none other than Reverend Milton C. Dawson and his Genesis Fellowship delegation. He's here by himself, but I'm just letting y'all know this man has a corral behind him. He got people behind him on this Fire Gospel Experience that are anointed by God. Yes, thank you, man of God. We appreciate you with the short time that we have. We just ministering, and we be busy in Christ. Welcome to Fire the Gospel Experience, Reverend Dawson.
I am so grateful to be here. Actually, the first name is Melvin. I could have been a Milton, but it's actually Melvin. But I'm so grateful to be a part
it's
of
Melvin.
Fire the Gospel Experience. Yes, and Ron Jefferson, thank you so very much, man, for you taking our time for letting me have a moment to share with you on today and your station.
I appreciate your thoughtfulness, man. Sometimes I get so excited, and my memory is not as young as it used to be, so I appreciate it. This is the man of God, Reverend Melvin Dawson is here, and he's here to bless us, and we thank you so much, sir. I know you're pressed for time, sir, so why don't you just share with us some insight about who you are and the music that you play, and maybe your gospel roots, and then I'll be playing your music. And if you have to go, I do understand. But share with us a little bit about who you are, sir. Tell us.
Sounds great. I am Reverend Melvin Dawson, and many people know me for my years of experience in the gospel industry. I started out back in 1990-91 with a hit song,
Ooh.
How Much Do I Owe, on Georgia Mass Choir. Mm. Kirk Franklin and I, Kirk was doing
okay.
the song, Joy, Joy, God's Great Joy. And my song was on that project, How Much Do I Owe, I Owe, I Owe, I Owe, with Reverend Milton Bigham and the Georgia Mass Choir.
Oh, my God.
Then in 92, I came out with my first project, which at the time our group was Genesis Ensemble, but we had a hit song called Jesus Stepped In On Time. And it went all over the country. And so I've been in this industry for a while, but I am a retired pastor. I serve now as an overseer, founding overseer of my church in Miami, Florida, Cathedral of Praise Church. I'm just glad to be a part. And we have this new project that's being released now called Manifest Project. And I'm telling you, it's going to be a blessing. There are about three tunes that are out right now. The entire project comes out in the month of May. But I'm just excited about what God is doing in the life here in South Florida. And we're just trying to make music be the ministry that it needs to be in these last and evil days.
Amen. Before I let you go, Reverend Dawson, tell us, out of the many things that are going on that our Lord Jesus has already prophesied, he told us at the end, at the beginning of the end of times, in the last and evil days, that there'll be wars, rumors of wars, there'll be natural catastrophes happening globally that are not happening. We have just experienced over 100 tornadoes on the same day, April the 1st, 2023, in our country alone. There's been devastating earthquakes that have taken the lives of multiple thousands. Is there one thing in particular that concerns you over the world's affairs, our country, where you may be, that you would like to share on right now?
Let me say it this way. This morning, I had the opportunity of sharing a word at our church called Surviving Church Porches. I dealt with that text in John chapter 5, where the man is at the pool of Bethesda. And one of the things that I said,
yes,
that the problem with the church is that we've allowed folks to just sit at the porch. Sit at the porch, gathered around, ill, with symptoms, and never doing anything about it. And if anything needs to happen to now, the church has to push folk into destiny. The world is not going to get any better, no matter how much we pray about it, sing about it, shout about it, dance about it. Because we're living in the last days and perilous times, not will come, but they are here already. And so our job is to make sure that we're, as my mom used to say, rapture ready. Now, nobody wants to die, but everybody wants to go to heaven. But you got to be rapture ready because this world is getting crazy. Between this party and that party, between this government official and that government official, the world is just crumbling right before our eyes. We see it. We see it, and it seems like nothing can be done about it. But the church, God says, if my people will call by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven.
Yes, sir.
Then will I forgive their sins.
Yes.
And I promise you, God says, he'll heal the land. Well, Ron, that's what's got to happen.
Heal the land.
The church has got to go back to praying. We got to pray without ceasing.
Amen. Amen. That's good. That's good, Pastor. That's good. Because what I heard you say is, it's not about focusing in on what is going on in the world, because we've already been told through the Word of God what's going to happen near the end of time. At the end of time.
We cannot avoid it.
We can't focus on so much about what's going on around us that we don't take care of the priority of things that we need to be doing within us. So it's all about what the church is doing or what we are not doing and what we should be doing. Thank you for that message, man of God, because you're so right.
Absolutely.
How can you be reached? After I play this music and after this interview, there are going to be people that are going to get in touch with you, Reverend Dawson, that want you to come to their revival, that's going to want you to preach a word. They're going to want you to come to their concert. How can you be reached for booking? How is that process worked out?
Very simple. I'll give you two things. One is a number. You can reach me at area code 786-599-1796. That's area code 786-599-1796. Or you can reach me via email at Melvin Dawson Ministries. That's MelvinDawson MinisTries at yahoo.com. And I promise you, someone from my staff will reach back out to you and give you all of the information that's necessary. I just thank God for the opportunity to be right here on Fire Gospel Experience. And I'm praising God for personality of Ronnie Jefferson for continuously promoting good gospel music and good gospel.
Yes, sir.
So thank you, my brother. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you. I receive it. I'm not going to hold you up, but I want you to know we are going to play your new project, Old Zion, and we're going to continue to uplift you in prayer. We're going to pray that God will continuously infuse in you a fresh spirit, a fresh anointing new imagery in presenting the Word of God, that living Word of God, so that you, man of God, can receive the favor and ongoing blessings of God on your life. I'm going to pray that prayer. I ain't going to take it back. Man of God, I thank you for the time that you spend. And I won't hold you up for the rehearsal. I know they're probably looking for you to come back now. Thank you for joining us, Pastor Melvin Dawson. I know there's a Milton Dawson out there somewhere. It's probably one of your cousins. Thank you, sir. I appreciate it.
Thank you so much. Be blessed. In Jesus'
name. Amen, amen, amen. Amen. You there? You there? Listen. Listen. I ain't messed up about you people of God being in a rush that are already serving, that are already running on a tight schedule, just like man of God, Reverend Melvin C. Dawson. He came in the middle of a rehearsal, y'all, and he said, look, I only got a few minutes, but I'll jump in my car. I will jump on the phone. I will step away from a live rehearsal just to stay connected with the people of God. Now, that's what we call kingdom collaboration right there. And these are the people that bless me, and I'm honored to be a part of the people of God that understand that we are living sacrifices unto God. Here's man of God, Melvin Dawson, Reverend Melvin Dawson, in my shine on the spotlight, giving God praise, singing, Oh Zion. Now, y'all know what Zion is, right? Yes, sir. That's where heaven is. That's where God is.
clap your hands. I'm from a little town called D-Land, Florida. Where I'm from, every now and then one of the old deacons would say it like this. That's the way we used to have church in my hometown. That's the way we used to have church in my hometown. Way over in the evening, used to have prayer meeting. That's the way we used to have church. Come on, y'all. I wanna go where the Holy Ghost fell, yeah. And the people shouted because God was good. I wanna go. And somebody, doors of the church are open.
Now, how you like them apples right there on this fire gospel experience? Sounds of man of God, Reverend Milton C. Dawson, taking us to that old Zion place where God sits on his throne.
Hello, I'm woman of God, Takesha Wade, international certified life coach, domestic violence, narcissistic abuse recovery coach, Christian counselor, singer, songwriter, and servant of the Most High God. I'm so grateful to God Almighty who called me to celebrate who He is in the highest. If you're in search of someone who will minister to you for your mental, emotional, and spiritual well-being, I want you to please consider allowing me to use the gifts, life experiences, and knowledge to provide you with techniques and principles that can transform your life. You can contact me by phone at 804-966-0128 or by email at twadetwade@openarmsconnection.com. And please join me on for my broadcast on the Kingdom Purpose TV network. My television show, The Coaching Experience Show, to enjoy this God-anointed ministry platform. And you are listening to Fire, the gospel experience where the fire is a moving, uplifting, and unrestrained experience of biblical inspiration and gospel music. I am inviting you to let the light of Jesus Christ shine bright in your life. So, by all means, keep it tuned in to Fire, the gospel experience, which will uplift your spirit and give you new strength. Be a blessing to your family, friends, and coworkers by telling them about Fire on this station. It's all about kingdom building. Tune in to the Coaching Experience Show on Wednesdays at 4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time and 3 p.m. Central Standard Time.
You've been faithful in every situation. That is why I think came into my life, and now I realize that
can't nobody do me like you.
Friends turned and walked away, you left me feeling lonely. That was when I realized
you're the one that I can count on.
Been a real friend, started with through thick and thin, and now I realize that
can't
just really cannot express how I feel about you. No other love can compare. For it blows my mind that you could love someone like me.
Oh, honey.
Consumption as well as your sanctified supplement from the book of Matthew chapter 18 verses 6 and 7 where we're going to be talking about offenses. Yeah. We all have been there. We all have gone through it. And now we're going to talk about it. The book says from Matthew 18 in the King James Version of the Bible, but whoso shall offend one of these little ones which believe in me, it were better for him that a millstone were hanged about his neck and that he were drowned in the depth of the sea. Verse 7, woe unto the world because of offenses, for it must needs be that offenses come, but woe to that man by whom the offense cometh. We are living in times now where many people are cocked and loaded, pow, 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 to fire away at anyone and anything that they feel offends or offended them. Seemingly so, and not always for the sake of remedy or resolution, but for the opportunity to go Facebook Live in protest for a soapbox instead of a breaking news spot. We're living in the Me Too movement where sympathy and empathy are now being used for publicity and possible social and cultural manipulation. What hasn't been appropriately addressed in our legal and judicial systems can now be affected through the public pressures of groups, small and large, leveraging for a cause they feel needs to be seen, heard and felt as wide and as far as possible. However, our biblical reference in the book of Matthew chapter 8 has a much deeper spiritual contingent for the sake of population that is more lasting than any current protesting. Our Lord Jesus addresses his disciples after their single-minded lobbying for higher seats in heaven in Matthew 18 1 through 5. Our Lord Jesus abruptly and intentionally shifts the conversation from their preoccupation to more important matters. Ever had to override and politely ignore comments and statements said and then broke it with more meaningful and significant matters at hand. Yeah, yeah, you know what I'm talking about, just like that. That being the present and future well-being of the generations to come, those important matters, which are the children of mankind. Matthew 18:6 says, but whoso shall offend one of these little ones which believe in me, I pray that we don't get too heavenly minded, that we're no earthly good. We always need to bring and have substance in our religious parameters, such as James 1:27 from the New Living Translation. Pure and genuine religion in the sight of God the Father means caring for orphans and widows in their distress and refusing to let the world corrupt you. Oh my God, that blessed my spirit. We cease to be a civilized people, country, and nation, y'all, when we lose sight of those less fortunate than we are. Matthew 26:11 says, our Lord Jesus spoke these words, you will always have the poor among you, but you will not always have me. There's an old saying, and by now you all know how much I love me some old sayings, that God takes care of old folks, babies, and fools. Wonderful, loving, caring, kind, and gracious God that we serve. But the question is, what about us? Are we so busy campaigning, protesting, and parading our own cause that there's no one left to care for the less fortunate? Matthew 18:6b says, it was better for him that a millstone, which is two circular stones used for grinding grain, were hanged about his neck, and that he would drown in the sea, in the depth of the sea, not on the shallow end where he might be able to survive. No, our Lord Jesus said, take these big old huge humongous grinding stones, tie them around his neck, and drop him off in the deep end. We're so used to seeing our Lord Jesus as the holy Lamb of God, meek, humble, and mild, that we forget that he is also the Lion of Judah. Just as those thieves that were buying and selling in God's holy temple. Matthew 21:12 says, then Jesus went into the temple of God and drove out all those who bought and sold in the temple and overturned the tables of the money changers and the seats of those who sold doves. Money was flying everywhere. Doves bust loose out the cage. It was a big catastrophe mess that our Lord made, but he did it on purpose. Verse 13 says, and he said unto them, it is written, my house shall be called a house of prayer, but you have made it a den of thieves. We're talking about offenses here on this fire gospel experience. Amen. Here's new music from Woman of God, Letitia Wiley. That's my girl, y'all. She be gospel singing herself happy. She's so happy, she just said, it's all about new. New? New what? She gonna tell you right here, right now, y'all. New. I love it. New.
Where I need you to be. But I'm scared of what it says.
we're so grateful, dear Father God, for making us brand new all over. As the fresh rain comes every spring, God will renew and refresh our souls in the different seasons of our lives. Thank you again, woman of God, Letitia Wiley. New. You brand new. Amen. We are discussing offenses here on this Fire Gospel Experience. And before the music break, before we had that newness sang into our lives, we were reading when our Lord Jesus went into the temple and just started whooping on folks. Matthew 21 and 12. We have to understand that our Lord Jesus went into the temple of God and drove out all those who brought and sold in the temple. Now, there is such a thing as righteous indignation, which means we may have to roll up our sleeves and let our hair down and get down and dirty when offenses come to our God and dishonors his name. And then deal with whatever issues arise and be vigilant soldiers on the spiritual and literal battlefield if need be for our Lord. Verse 7 says, woe unto the world because of offenses. For it must needs be that offenses come. But woe to that man or by whom the offense is coming. So let us all be mindful of how we conduct ourselves as Christ's representatives in all the earth. We first of all and foremost give our highest regard to the Most High God. Matthew 25 and 35 says, then one of them, a lawyer, asked him a question, testing him and saying, teacher, which is the great commandment in the law? Jesus said unto him, you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind. This is the first and great commandment. And the second is like it. You shall love your neighbor as yourself. On these two commandments hang all the law and the prophets. Then we are to be and remain mindful of our behavior, the conduct, our words, and sometimes even our nonverbal communication with others. Romans 12 and 18 says, if it is possible, and as much as depends on you, live peaceably with all men. Listen, for we have lived in this world, we've come to experience there are some people that can be so mean-spirited that they are walking and just waiting to be offended. Just look at them wrong, or so they think. It could be your tone or your facial expression. It's all that they need to, like the movie years ago with Queen Latifah, set it off. Yeah, but this is where our Christian faith illuminates at its best, because we are being transformed into the very mind of our Christ. Philippians 2 and 5 says, let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. And of course, the question is asked, what mind? What are you talking about? Philippians 2 and 1 answers that. Therefore, if there's any consolation in spirit, if any comfort of love, if any fellowship of the Spirit, if any affection and mercy, fulfill my joy by being like-minded, having the same love, being of one accord, of one mind. Let nothing be done through selfish ambition or conceit, but in lowliness of mind, let each esteem others better than himself. Let each of you not only look for his own interests, but also for the interest of others. It's all about intimately knowing God so deeply on our spiritual level that it transcends into our earthly physical realm, where we display the very character and nature of our Creator God in us. And then those offenses will roll down, like the elders used to say, down south, like a water rolls down the duck's back. Amen. It may come, but as we grow in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ, we get a spiritual insulation that keeps us from being bothered to take us outside of the character and the image and the portrayal of our Lord Jesus. Very image, very behavior, very mannerisms that he displayed when he walked on this earth. Amen. Goes right there. Well, thank my special guest, Carrie Sisters. Lord have mercy. I'm talking about Yvette Owens, Catrice Cornette and Delana Bennett. Lord Jesus, them Carrie sisters are so anointed. And I'm so grateful for man of God, Reverend Milton. Reverend Melvin. I said Melvin, not Milton. Y'all know Reverend Melvin C. Dawson for coming in my Shine Out of Spotlight. I was just testing. I was just checking to see if y'all was listening. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Reverend Melvin Dawson and those anointed voices that accompany you in your group talking about the Genesis Fellowship delegation. Y'all bless me so much, so I thank you and I appreciate you all. But, yeah, I do have one last word that I want to leave y'all with, and then I got some more music I'm going to play. Amen. It goes right there. Yeah, y'all know how we do things here on this Fire Gospel Experience. I'm going to keep it live for y'all. One final word, and this is it. Y'all heard me share it during my interview with the Carey sisters. All good leaders were great followers. Amen. My prayer for you is that God will bless you, lead and guide you, cover you, and sanctify all the very works of your hands so that one day you will hear the Lord say, well done, good and faithful servant. Here's woman of God, Trina Sharif Cuff, featuring Christina Pruitt, as we lift you up, God, on this Fire Gospel Experience. Y'all be blessed in the beautiful name of our Lord and our Savior, Jesus the Christ. Hallelujah!
You can try to get it on.